إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Indeed our praise belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we seek His aid and His assistance. And we ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our souls. And from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah misguides, then no one can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the famous hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and this hadith comprises a number of comprehensive principles of the religion. This hadith contains benefits that if we were to implement them in our lives, then for us is paradise. Because the result of implementation of what we find in the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leads to paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ya ghulam, O young boy, inni u'allimuka kalimat. I'm going to teach you some statements. These statements benefits the believer in this world to live a happy, pleasant life, and benefits the believer in the akhirah, the hereafter. Because if these statements and words are implemented, then the promise is paradise." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ya ghulam, inni wa'allimuka kalimat. I'm going to teach you a few words, some statements. Statements that will rectify your worldly affairs. Statements that will rectify your akhirah, your hereafter. Ihfad illaha yahfazka. Ihfad illaha tajidhu tujahak. Be mindful of Allah. Ihfadillah. It means to implement the commands of Allah. Ihfad awamir Allah. Implement the commands of Allah. Stay away from the prohibitions of Allah. And stop at the boundaries that Allah Azza wa Jal has set. احفظ الله, be mindful of Allah. احفظ الله, the greatest command to preserve is a tawheed. This is the foundation of the religion. Worship Allah alone and single Allah out with all of your worship. احفظ الله, be mindful of Allah. احفظ صلاتك, preserve your prayers. حافظوا على الصلوات, preserve your daily prayers. If you preserve them, you have a covenant with Allah that Allah will enter you into paradise. احفظ الله, be mindful of Allah. Be mindful of Allah as it relates to your body parts. Preserve your eyes and your ears and your limbs. And make sure that they stay away from anything that angers Allah Azza wa Jal. Ihfadillah, be mindful of Allah. Brothers and sisters, listen to the reward. Ihfadillah yahfadka. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. Allah Azza wa Jal, He promises those who are mindful of Him, He promises them paradise. هَذَا مَا تُوعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيرٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. Allah said, هَذَا مَا تُوعَدُونَ. This is what you have been promised. لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ. For every person that often turns to Allah with repentance, the one who is hafir, the one that preserves the commands of Allah, stays away from His prohibitions, stops at the boundaries that Allah has set, enter paradise in peace. Yes, ihfadillah yahfadka. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. The promise is paradise. Allah Azza wa Jal protecting us, it can be in the worldly sense. Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who tries their best to fear Allah, and if they fall short, they repent to Allah. That person, Allah will protect your limbs. Look at the people that grow up upon iman, faith, and righteous deeds. And when they become old, how Allah protects them, and they have light upon their face, and their bodies have been preserved. One of the people of the past, who passed 100 years, the people, they noticed that he was moving around swiftly, able to jump, and he's past 100 years of age. And they mentioned to him that he needs to be cautious. He said, these limbs, my body parts, my eyes, my tongue, my ears, my hands, my legs, my private parts, I preserved them when I was young, and Allah preserved them for me when I became old. In opposition to another man, he became old and he was begging the people. And he was asked about this. And it was said that this man, he was negligent about the commands of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, left this individual. And he ended in that state. Ihfadillah yahfadka. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. The most important protection, brothers and sisters, is protection of your religion. That you live upon Islam and you die upon Islam. If you are mindful of Allah, Allah will protect your religion. If you live on something, we hope that Allah will bless us to die upon that, meaning that Islam. Allah will protect your heart from shubahat and shahawat, from doubts and desires. Allah Azza wa Jalla will protect the one who is mindful of Him from fitan, trials and tribulations. Allah will protect the one who fulfills His commands and stays away from His prohibitions. Look at the story of Yusuf. When the woman, she tried to seduce him, Allah said what? كَذَٰلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. And we turned away from Yusuf, evil and immorality. He was from our chosen sincere servants. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, إذا سألت فاسأل الله. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. If you ask, ask of Allah. If you seek aid, seek aid from Allah. We should all be able to understand this. We say something very similar. In every rak'ah of our prayers, this should not be over the head of any of us. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Only you do we seek aid from, and only you do we worship. Asking Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah promises the ones that ask Him that He will answer them. قَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord said, call upon me and I will answer you. Call upon Allah for everything. The affairs of this world and likewise religious affairs. If you ask, ask of Allah. Strengthen the connection between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. Because if Allah Azza wa Jal is with you, فَمَنْ تَخَافُ, who do you fear? وَإِذَا كَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ فَمَنْ تَرْجُو. But if Allah is against you, then whose help can you hope for? إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Ibn Abbas, وَأَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Know that if the whole of the nation was to gather to benefit you, they would not be able to benefit you with anything unless Allah Azza wa Jalla has written it for you. Allah is in control of everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah can benefit you. Only Allah can harm you. Only Allah can raise you. Only Allah can humiliate you. Therefore, it is upon all of us that we turn to Him, Subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And we entrust our affairs to Him, the all-knowing, the all-wise. Know that if the whole of mankind was to gather together to harm, to benefit you, they would never be able to benefit you unless Allah Azza wa Jalla has written it. When اجتمعوا على أن يدروك بشيء لم يدروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليه. And if they were to all gather together to harm you, if they were to plot and plan, they will never be able to harm you except with something that Allah has written for you. ما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك. Any calamity that befalls you was never meant to miss you. وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ. And that which misses you was never meant to hit you. Belief in the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُلْ مَا تَسْمَعُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين كالمبتدعة والمشركين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم closing this hadith, he said, رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. The pens have been lifted and the scrolls have dried. Brothers and sisters, in life we will go through happy times and we will experience sad times. There will be times when we are up And there will be times when we feel down. However, the believer that has the correct belief in the divine decree of Allah, Al-Qadr, will never despair. The believer that has the correct belief in the divine decree of Allah will never consider suicide. Because the believer is certain, قُلْ لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That is a statement that should be taught to our children and the young and the old, males and females, from the beginning of the affair. قُلْ لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say, nothing will afflict us unless Allah has written it for us. He is our protector. And let the believers place their trust in Him. Look at the importance of correct belief. The one who lives life like that will be able to function with the challenges of today, with the chaos that we find in many societies. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will afflict us unless Allah has written it for us. He is our protector. So let the believers place their trust in Him. Brothers and sisters, whoever implements in their life what is found in this hadith, for them is all that is good in this world. A ma'isha tayyiba, happy, pleasant, content life. And likewise for them is eternal bliss in paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for paradise. And we seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the fire. Wa aqim as-salah.